Blog Talk Radio.
DJ House from Rockin' Renegade Radio here. Did you know 4 children die each day in this country?
Whoa, whoa. What is going on?
That was a great ad.
Wow.
Did you know that there's 30 children who just starved in the last 5 seconds?
Oh, my God.
How
That's
many?
Not the best way to start a happy hour show, Steve.
Oh, my goodness. That was horrible. Well,
who's
we're starting
to blame for this tragedy?
We are starting off the year. We're starting off the year just like we ended it, Shauna. Exactly
oh
how
God.
We ended it with a screw up on the music. And
what is that?
I don't know. I've hit stop a couple times, so. All right, enough with the music. Let's just get on with it. Let's get on with it. It's got to go up from here, right? Welcome everyone to HR Happy Hour. This is the episode 25, the HR calendar show. I don't know what that dinging is in the background. So if anybody who's on the line right now has an idea, see if you can sort that out. This is episode 25 of the HR calendar, January 7th. I'm Steve Bowes with me, of course. What do we, Shauna, what is that?
I have no idea. That's
good.
Weird.
It sounds
Did someone
like...
buy a train?
All right, let's see if we can fight our way through it. This is the HR Calendar Show with me, Shauna Morkey. How are you tonight, Shauna?
Doing great.
Great. From snowy Chicago tonight, right?
I know. I'm not even in Minnesota.
Hey, you know, I'm going to stop. You know, I always introduce you the same way, Shauna Morkey, the HR Minion. Do I have to stop? Do we have a new brand name yet for you, Shauna? How's that going?
Well, so a lot of people are under the impression that I should keep HR Minion.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. The majority of the votes have gone towards HR Minion. So maybe I just need to rebrand, you know, how I, you know, advertise myself as the HR Minion.
So how you wield your Minion power maybe slightly?
Right.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, maybe how I talk about myself.
Okay. Fair enough. Cool. Well, so we'll
That's
see.
A good name for a blog, how I talk about myself.
Yeah.
Isn't that the point of blogging, is to just talk about yourself?
Yeah, throw that out there to the Twitter crowd. Maybe we can get an answer tonight.
Hey,
well, Shauna, welcome. Welcome from Chicago calling in. I appreciate it on your jaunt to Chicago. You made time for the show. So,
of course.
We better get on it, though. We got a huge cast. We got some big names on the phone already, Shauna. Really big. We're starting off 2010 with a bang, which is awesome. The HR Calendar Show, I want to introduce first the two folks who are behind the new site called thehrcalendar.com, and as well as you'll know them from their other sites as well. First, let me welcome Lance Hahn from the 503. Lance, how are you tonight?
Good, Steve. How are you?
Fantastic. And along with Lance, the other person behind the HR calendar as well, Lori Rudeman is with us tonight. Lori, how are you?
Good. I hope everybody's having a great night.
Great. Yeah, so far so good. Probably cold where everybody is tonight, or most of us.
Cold everywhere.
Yeah. Hey, before we just jump on with our other three guests who are hanging out, let's just do real quick, Lance, Lori, or both of you guys, just tell us a little bit about the HR calendar. What's that about? What sort of drove you to set it up and what you hope to accomplish on the HR calendar?
Well, Lance, why don't you talk about your blog post?
Yeah, so, basically, Lori, like, emailed me 2 days before Christmas, 2 or 3 days before Christmas, and said, hey, I bought this domain name. Let's do something with it. And I'm like, okay, let me think about how to do this right. And so I did a couple different things, and what ended up happening is that we got the current iteration of the HR calendar, and we said, this is great. So we've kind of gone with that. We wanted a place really where we could consolidate all of those calendars together. I mean, I have a bookmark list of, like, all these different conferences that are going on and all these different organizations that run conferences that I possibly want to go attend. It's not all in one place, so we're just like, this is ridiculous. Why can't we just consolidate some of this information? And so we basically put together a place that was easy to do, so we kind of valued getting something up quickly over necessarily maybe testing out a bunch of different solutions, because by the time we got through that testing process, we probably would have been past the busy conference season. So we ran with a Google Calendar backend basically to run the site, and on top of like a little WordPress site, and it works out pretty well. So that's kind of where we've gone. Anything I missed there, Lori?
No, Lance, why don't you tell them what we forgot to put on there?
Oh, yeah. So I emailed Lori this afternoon, and I think the subject line was dumb, because
dumb?
I felt dumb, because we put together this, like, automatic, like, contact form that would, you know, take all the information about the conferences that we need to post the event and that sort of thing. Everything but one thing. Can you guess what that one thing was that I forgot to put on the contact form?
Maybe like the email address or the date
number?
Of the conference? Yeah.
No, it's way more obvious. I'm putting together an HR calendar, so I forgot the date. So I didn't put a place the dates of the conferences there.
So like if I put on that I'm having a cookout in my backyard, I can't tell you when that cookout is going to be.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So I fixed that today, and that's how things go on in my mind. That's just a little inside look.
Well,
great.
We're really just interested in the concept of the event, not the actual event. You know, we're existential like that. So Lance and I kind of had a debate about that. We decided, you know what, we'll be mainstream and we'll put up the date. So now when you submit an event, we can actually put it on the calendar and it will make sense. So thank you, Lance, for adding that.
Cool. Great. Hey, let's just go, guys, thanks for that. And we'll come back around to the HR calendar and talk about that some more. I do want to introduce our guests. We've got some great guests who made some time on Thursday night for us. First, I'd like to introduce from ERE, David Manister. David, how are you tonight?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
Great. David, thanks for joining us tonight. Let me also welcome to the show, I think possibly maybe his first time on the show. I'm not sure. Jason Davis from recruitingblogs.com. Jason, how are you tonight?
I'm good, and it is a first time, and thanks for letting me in.
Hey, awesome. Anytime. Jason, thanks for joining us tonight. Last on the line so far, and this is a voice that anybody who's familiar with any of these shows will know, the legendary Bill Borman is on the phone.
Hi, Steve. I wondered who you were talking about then.
No, of course, only you. And lastly, I want to grab one more person. I want to open up the line for one more person and who we invited to the show and we weren't sure was going to make it, but I think is with us right now. Area code 571, can you hear me?
Hey, guys, it's China Gorman. How are you doing?
We are fantastic. China.
Hi, China.
Thanks for calling in. I know you were sort of in transit tonight, and I appreciate you taking a few minutes to call the show.
Happy to do it.
Great. Great. So the idea of the show tonight is to talk about the HR calendar, the site itself, but also to talk about some of the big events that are coming up this year and what's happening in your events that you guys run and sponsor and what maybe some of the new things that are happening, and just kind of promote your events a little bit and get folks out there who are listening to have the opportunity to start thinking about where they're going to be in 2010. I'll just throw it out there. I think, David, I'm going to go to you first because I know you've got a pretty big event coming up probably sooner than some of the others. If you want to talk a little bit about what's happening in the ERE world and some of the events you have coming up in this year, why don't you go ahead and go first?
Cool. We've always got a whole bunch of events coming up. The ones that are right around the corner are the ERE Expo and the SourceCon show, the newly revitalized SourceCon, which is pretty exciting for me since it's the first one we're ever going to run.
And what are the dates on those two, David?
The SourceCon is being run on March 14th and 15th, and the ERE Expo is going to be on the 15th through 17th, and they're both being run in San Diego.
Great. And so what? Tell us a little bit about that event for folks who may not have attended before or may not have been to SourceCon. What should we know about that event if we're thinking about getting out to it?
Okay. SourceCon is, I think, the only major conference that's out there that's exclusively for sourcers, for the people in kind of the sourcing corner of HR and recruiting. It's got a very kind of hackery vibe to it that's very technical group of people. They are way, way into finding things on the web. Some of the things they can do just utterly amaze me. Right now we have a series of challenges that are traditionally done with SourceCon, where people are basically scavenger hunts on the web. And just some of the things that they're coming up with are kind of astounding. I'm blown away by them. ERE Expo, on the other hand, is it's a little bit more buttoned down. It's a little bit more corporate in focus. It's basically about how large organizations and mid-sized organizations are recruiting and bringing talent into their organizations. And that's been the focus of that event. That event's been going on for years, since 2001. We've been running it a couple of times every year.
Great, great. And so do you have anything new, anything different this year planned for either of those events? Anything that people maybe not, who have been there before might be new to them if they go back this time?
Yep. Well, SourceCon, it's actually the first time we've been running it. It's an event that's happened a couple of times before, and we actually just purchased it from the founders. So it's the first time we're going to be running it. We are, like I said, in the middle of some brand new challenges that we've thrown at people to see what they'll come up with. Got a great couple of people putting together those challenges. And there's actually going to be some interesting scavenger hunts / sourcing challenges that happen at the show itself. And I've been working with some people on that, and they're going to be really, really cool.
Cool. David, thanks.
Sure.
Thanks for that. We'll come back to you in a second. I just want to run around and make sure we get to all the folks online. Let's go to Bill Borman. I sort of thought, was thinking the ERE Expo is the next sort of big event coming up, but, of course, we got CHU London coming up and some of the other CHU events. So, Bill, why don't you quickly tell us a little bit about CHU London, and then we'll circle back to some of the other CHU events you've got going on. But tell us a little bit about CHU London.
Well, CHU London is going to be our second unconference event, which is on the 18th and 19th of February, which we're pretty excited about. It's shaping up to be a global event. We've got visitors coming not only from the States. We think we'll probably have about 25 to 30 flying across the pond, which is fantastic. But we've also got visitors coming from Australia, Singapore, from the Netherlands, as well as... And Canada, and track leaders from Canada, and from the UK. So one of the really interesting things about it, because it is an unconference format, I think, is going to be the global mashup of how we look at things and do things in different ways globally, and how things differ from one country to another. So I think that's going to be really interesting. There's going to be 6 hours of radio show each day from different hosts, including HR Happy Hour. So we're going to be pushing that out. And there's also going to be live streaming and an event I can announce today. I'm really excited about which is open to everyone anywhere, whether you're at the event or not. Is going to be the Live Lab, which is where we're going to use Twitter streams and the Wave and Facebook to ask the individual track specific questions so that they can
work out, give
the answers and fire them out. So there's a lot of interactivity and exciting things going on with CHU London. And it's in London, which everyone's excited about.
No, I'm excited to be out there. We'll be there. The show will be there. We're excited about that. Bill, thanks. Hang on. We'll circle back around. I want to throw it to Jason Davis. JD, what's happening in the world, in your world, recruiting blogs this year?
Sorry, what's happening? Did you say you cut out there?
What events, what things should we know about coming out of your shop, the recruiting blogs, and your associated empire in 2010?
Oh, I don't know. You know what? Things move so fast. We are so Recruit Fest is an unconference that I've put on twice now, and what we are actually now working with a company. It's a little. I can't announce dates right now. I was told just to say that it is a top secret, but it is going to happen this year, and it's going to happen on a scale that is significantly bigger and more interesting than the ones that we've done in the past. You know, for me, all I've really tried to do with Recruit Fest is try to recreate what has been most helpful to me at these conferences, which is, again, for me, the real value comes from the conversations I have in the hallways. And I wanted to have sort of a hallway on conference where the rooms would be narrowly cut up into hallways, and, you know, everyone would just kind of sit on the floor and do it that way. But it was vetoed.
People like chairs.
Yeah, people like chairs. So, but we're going to do this. It's going to be, it's going to happen in a location, but it's really, you know, this is going to be sort of a destination type of thing. It's going to be big, and it's going to be fun, and it's going to be interesting and very low key. But it'll be good. You know, it'll just take what we've done in the past to a new level. So hopefully within the next 30 days or so, we'll be able to announce when that's going to be. And the other thing that we're doing is recruitingblogs.com. So not under the RecruitFest brand, but under recruitingblogs.com, we are getting behind a couple of events in the next little while. And one of them is going to be April 22nd and 23rd in North Carolina. It's the second event, which is put on by an individual whose name is Rob Humphreys. It's called Recruit Camp. And the last one he did, there was about 100 and actually, no, that's wrong. There was about 90 people at it. And, you know, we spoke to a lot of people who were there, and they loved it. And, you know, sponsorship is coming along. And, again, that's in Raleigh, April 22nd and 23rd. And, you know, we're gonna help put it on and promote it and, you know, make it fun and interesting. And then some of the other things that we do is we try to sort of get some visibility at all of these shows, be it, you know, giving away hats, or there's one coming up where we're talking about doing a sabering. I don't know if anyone's ever seen anybody chop off the top of a champagne bottle with a machete. But,
I do that before the show.
You know what we
did?
Okay.
We had a great wine tasting event at the last ERE show, and somebody who's involved with this next one coming up said that was the event highlight of her year. So she wanted to know if we could recreate that. So we said, of course. So.
Oh, great. Great. Yeah, I was at the last Recruit Fest in Toronto, which I thought was outstanding. It was really, I think, the first time I met lots of the folks in the recruiting blogging world. And it was a great event. Jeff Webb did a great job that week, and had a great time at Recruit Fest. And I really look forward to seeing what happens with the next Recruit Fest. Let me throw it over to you before we jump on the calls. There's a few calls, but I do want to welcome and let's hear from China Gorman from SHRM. Talk a little bit. I saw China. I don't know if you noticed there was a request that you talk a little bit about not only the SHRM annual event, the big one, but also some of the other SHRM events.
Absolutely.
Students. So why don't you just tell us a little bit about what's happening with SHRM this year?
Sure. Well, we've got five big sort of national conferences, and then we've got our student conferences, which are – let me start with those because those are so awesome. And for those of you who are listening who are SHRM members, we're always looking for HR pros to help us with these great student conferences. We have five of them, five regions, and it's a conference and HR games where we have a Jeopardy-like testing of student teams from universities. And if you want to see the future of HR in action, come to these student games and student conferences. They're awesome. So April 23rd and 24th, Purdue University is hosting the conference and games for the north central part of the region of the U.S. Shippensburg University in Pennsylvania, that SHRM student chapter is hosting the games and conference for the northeast region March 5th and 6th. UNR, University of Nevada at Reno, that chapter is hosting the Pacific West Games and Conference.
Reno? Nevada,
yep,
Reno?
Reno.
That's the one I'm going to. Go,
yep,
carry on.
Absolutely.
When is that? Is that tomorrow?
March 19th and 20th. You got a couple of months to hone your HR knowledge to compete successfully in the games. University of Tennessee in Knoxville is hosting the Southeast Games and Conference April 9th and 10th. and University of New Mexico, Albuquerque. That student chapter is hosting the Southwest Games on March 26th and 27th, and then we bring the regional winners to the big national conference in San Diego on June 26th for a national student conference. So if you want to see HR, the future of HR, these university and college student chapters are doing phenomenal work, and those conferences are very exciting. And then our five big national conferences, we start off the year every year in March with the Employment Law and Legislative Conference, which is always engaging and brings our folks really up to date on the latest developments of what's happening in the legislative agenda in Washington. And the folks who attend get to, we set up visits for them with their state representatives and state senators, so that we get the HR message en masse. I think last year we had a little over 200 people on the Hill visit day, visiting with all of their representatives and senators. It was an incredible day. It was also the day EFCA was announced and was introduced. And so we were there with our legislators the day that EFCA was introduced and had the HR point of view front and center. It was an amazing sort of karma day. And Lori, you're on the phone. You can talk about Harold Ford Jr., who was one of our big speakers last year. I remember my first experience watching you tweet live during that session.
Well, Harold Ford Jr. is dreamy, so I was happy to be front and center.
Whoa. Oh, really?
Yeah, I was happy to do it, and I shook his hand, and we talked about his future Senate run, and it looks like he might be running as a senator against Kirsten Gillibrand in New York in a big shakeup in the New York political.
That would be huge,
so,
wouldn't it? That would really be
amazing.
Huge. Yeah.
So it would be just a lot of HR geekiness, you know, in the coming months. So I'm excited.
Yeah, it's pretty wonky. I mean,
Lori, what kind of an impression did you make on him? Like, could we get him on the show if we, drop your name or what?
No,
you think?
Probably might run. That's
okay.
The kind of impression I made on him, but yeah.
Ever.
Very good. Very good. So we follow up that conference then in April with the Staffing Management Conference. We're going to be at the Disney Swan and Dolphin Resort in Lake Buena Vista, Florida, the 26th to 28th of April.
That sounds kind of miserable, but yeah, good. Okay.
Yeah,
it's a nice resort.
It's tough duty, but somebody's got to do it. And then I'll skip the big one. And then our HR strategy conference, October 6th through 8th in San Antonio, the Red Recruiter's backyard, and finish up the year October 11th through 13th in New Orleans again for the big diversity conference. The annual conference this year in San Diego, June 27th through 30th, we've announced two of the three big keynote speakers. Steve Forbes will open the conference. Marcus Buckingham will close the conference from a keynote perspective. Angela Herron, one of the editors and researchers at Harvard Business Review, is going to moderate a session with really senior HR practitioners. We've got somebody from Northrop Grumman signed up and Google signed up. We'll have a couple of more really interesting, very senior HR folks in that. And we'll be announcing within the next few days, I think, the second keynoter. And, Lori, you expressed your opinion about Steve Forbes. We'll have the anti-Steve Forbes, and so you can just think about who that might be.
Oh, Lori, you didn't like the Steve Forbes move? Is that what I'm gathering?
Okay.
Yeah.
Is he the guy who flies in the balloons? Am I thinking of the right guy?
No.
I think that's a different
guy.
You
think about the guy who ran, the editor of Forbes magazine, ran for president.
Right.
Yeah.
Think both bow ties and the gold standard.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh. That may come back.
But we're doing something new this year with our annual conference. For several years, we've had in the March time frame a small global conference, really focused on senior HR folks who practice HR on a global on a global perspective. And what, as we've done research and as we've talked to our members around the world and senior HR folks around the world, even though our annual conference hasn't been billed as a global conference, we've had more folks from outside the United States attend our annual conference than we have had attend our global conference. And so we are merging the global conference into the annual conference this year, and we'll have a strong global content track. But we're hoping to bring significant numbers of senior and other HR pros from outside the U.S. to be able to network with the thousands of us who are there, who are primarily focused on HR in the United States, to the annual conference. So we're making that a much more global reach from a participant perspective as well as from a content perspective. So we're really excited about our lineup this
year.
Yeah,
that's a huge lineup. And since you've got so many events all over. Now they can find them all, of course, on your site and hopefully on the HR calendar as well. Folks can
find
them.
They are on the calendar.
I'm
not sure the student conferences are up, but we will get them up.
Great. I want to just take a quick second to pause for 1 minute. We haven't even given out the phone number. Shauna, we have not
out
the phone number once, and there's 28 lines open right now. But let me just
know.
The call-in number is 646-378-1086 if you want to call in and talk about any other events maybe we haven't quite mentioned yet, or just say hi to any of the guests tonight. Or just tell us who's going to win the big football game. That I know, Shauna, in about 10 minutes, I think our 28 lines are going to go down to about 7 when folks start to go watch the big American college football game here in a few minutes. But
hard to compete.
Yeah.
Even if we are award-winning now.
We have to talk about that. We are an award-winning show now, which is officially we can say that, which is pretty cool. I have one more person I'm going to bring up, I think, if we can find him or her. No, I think we lost them. Okay.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's okay. I wanted to I thought this person was going to talk about another event, but I think we've lost him. So I'll just go ahead and say it. There's another event that I know we've gotten a lot of questions about, and when is it going to be happening, or when's the next one going to be happening, and that's HR Evolution. Some of us were at the HR Evolution, the first one in Louisville a couple months ago, and so there are plans for a second HR Evolution. It may not be called that exact same name again for some legal and other reasons, but for the purposes of the call, I was authorized to be able to say HR Evolution 2 or some other name. It's going to be in Chicago. And yes, it's going to be in Chicago, and it will be in May. The precise dates have not been nailed down yet and firmed up, but it will be in May, probably the first half of May, I believe, but it will be in Chicago. So look for the official announcement on the second iteration of HR Evolution coming really soon. So we're that's almost nailed down, and we're pretty happy about that.
Oh, I am so there.
Yeah, well, you're there now. You may.
I'm in Chicago now, but I'm still coming back.
We may just relocate. So yeah, we're hopeful. the folks who are involved in that. As Jason sort of said, Jason Davis said, with RecruitFest looking to expand, get a little bit bigger, and get, HR Evolution as well is probably going to get a little bit bigger, but still sort of keep a lot of that same vibe to it. That same loose on-conference kind of vibe and the feel that we had it the first time through. So, but look for those details shortly forthcoming. Wow, cool. So let's quickly, Sean, let's see if anybody else. If you're hanging out on the line and there's a lot of people who are and you want to jump into the conversation, just go ahead and press 1 for me on your handset, and we will bring you on real quick. There's loads of people hanging out, and so if you want to jump in on the conversation, that's great. We'll definitely put you up. Just press 1 so we can see your hand get raised on the dashboard. Hey, I want to throw it back to Lance. Lance, I heard you were getting bored and you were like searching for YouTube videos of saber rattling.
We're not entertaining
bored.
Enough for you, Lance.
No, I was seeing some back channel chatter about the sabering that Jason Davis brought up, and I was saying that I had seen somebody do it and fail miserably, and then I searched YouTube for it and saw a bunch of other people who taped themselves while failing miserably and doing it. So it's entertaining.
It was,
It was amazing. It shot out of it like craziness. Glass, you know, it was contained, but it was wild to see, and yeah, it'd be nice to be able to do that once an hour, but you can't. At least I can't.
You can take your alcohol out better than I can, then.
Before I go into my sort of my next round of follow-up questions for some of the panelists here, I'm going to go ahead and put up a caller who wants to jump in.
Ooh.
Hey, 978, you are on the HR Happy Hour.
Hey, guys, it's Eric Weingartner.
Hey, Eric.
Hi, Eric.
Threw you off, not
Eric.
Calling from the 513.
Oh.
Eric. Yeah, so this doesn't count. This does not count as a 513 call, in my estimation.
You know, I'm 513 in spirit.
Okay.
So for I'm the conference king, right? So I haven't done the true yet, and you know, if this baby weren't coming, I would be on a plane to London. But I guess my question for the crew is, you know, there's been some, I'm learning things lately about, you know, the what is perceived as the rising cost of attending these events and how it's becoming cost prohibitive for people in this new environment of free, you know, which I fundamentally disagree with. I think, you know, we have to get back to what should we be investing in ourselves and what should we be demanding that our companies invest in as well. But I guess my question is more along the lines of, have you guys as organizers or advocates for these events put some thought into how you could either run campaigns around, or I guess the question is, have you set aside passes to give to people or to have people compete for that would otherwise not be able to attend? You know, and I guess that's what I'm looking for a quick dialogue on, because it's disturbing to me that a lot of these folks aren't even thinking about conferences. And it's not just millennials and young people. I mean, it's across the board right now with people who want to go and can't. So that's my question.
So how do you make the events more accessible? Go ahead, David.
Well, there's a few ways that we've tried to do it over at ERE. The first is that we have a whole class of conferences that we launched within the last year and a half, that are kind of more lightweight models. We don't hold them at the traditional hotels and expensive places. We try and find alternate venues for them. We just try and do them very lightly, so there's no hotel stays over. Less travel involved for a lot of people, and it's enabled us to bring down the price of going to the conferences by over half. And the best example I could think about that for that is the Social Recruiting Summit. For the event like SourceCon, we're giving away a number of tickets for people who are competing in the challenges. So basically, if you're motivated enough, if you're smart enough to compete, to do well in the challenges, and by default, if you're that into sourcing, you are going to have a lot to offer the people on site at the show. We've got a program there to give away some tickets for people. And for the ERE Expos themselves, we have a volunteer program that we have for people who want to help us out on site. And those people we always allow to come free of charge. So we have a bunch of different ways that we actually tackle that, and it's definitely been the affordability of these events has definitely been front and center in people's minds.
Right.
I can put something in on that, Steve. I think one of the things that we always price our events around about $100. That's the plan. I think what you can do with unconferences, because you don't have the staging cost, is you can keep the cost low.
Have you seen my rider, though, for True London? There's a lot in there.
You only want green M&Ms?
Yeah, carry on.
We know you're sleeping in the street. My
plane ticket was $8,600, but it only cost me $100 to go. I love that.
Yeah.
See, well, just book your plane tickets in England. You get them for about £450.
Isn't that $8,600 though? £450.
I'll not even go there. It's about $600. But I mean, the other thing is making sure we've got plenty of reasonably local events. The event that really stood out for me on that when I went last year was the event which Craig Fisher organised in Dallas, where the cover price was $50. Mm-hmm. And what we found was the people there were
were more the people who were doing the job every day rather than the chiefs. So I think it depends what you're trying to get out of your conference as to how you price it.
And certainly HR Evolution at $50 and the true events are, you know, the unconferences seem, and, you know, Recruit Fest was quite affordable. But I love the unconferences, but, you know, if China's still on the phone, I'm really a big fan of, you know, the traditional stuff too, because we, you know, it's very important for us to have a mix of both, and those are. And Dave, you know, certainly you guys have been, you know, more than generous with it. I guess what I'm asking for is, do you think it's time for us to maybe be more public about that and maybe do some campaigns around it and some awareness and some excitement around submit why you should be the, you know, the SHRM VIP, the complimentary pass, or the this or the that, just to kind of let people know and raise awareness that we understand, we hear you, and here's what we're doing. I think it kind of might be the time.
I think also on just an across the board basis, something we've been doing, and I know that SHRM did this at least in part with their last conference. It's just making it accessible to as many people as possible, or the content to as many people as possible, via live casting.
And we've been
doing that with our entire show for every show that we've done in the last year.
David, do you feel like that's changing the events somewhat? The amazing amount of live blogging, live tweeting, live streaming that you guys do, is that affecting? Are people deciding not to come to events now because of all the coverage that they could get for free from home?
That's a
great question, and it's something we're really working on now at SHRM. We've got some interesting ideas and are putting together some plans for how to make the content available in smaller bites at lesser cost for folks who can't get there, or for folks who want to see it again, who were there and want to see it again, and play it for their staff or for their team. So we're really going to be experimenting in some really interesting and new ways this year in that regard. We're also looking at, for the big annual conference, you know, people like Marcus Buckingham and Steve Forbes and, you know, the others, you know, they don't come for free. And so there are certain sunk costs that, you know, have to be recouped. But we're also looking at you know, sort of one-day tickets to make it more affordable and to really encourage folks to come. You know, around San Diego, there are thousands and thousands of HR folks within a drivable distance, and so we're fully aware that, you know, the economy hasn't totally turned around, and professional development budgets are still under, you know, significant stress, and so we're looking at ways to make having that face-to-face experience with the content, with the exhibition hall, with the networking, but maybe not for all 3 days. Also, our local chapters, who are in the same location as our conference, the folks that volunteer, if they volunteer for a day, then they get a day for free. And so we're working through those as well. So it's a great question, and it's one that technology is going to help us answer it. And we're going to be doing some interesting experimentation this year to try some new ways to do that.
David, or maybe Jason as well, and Bill, any of you guys may want to comment on just how you think sort of the blend of the live and in-person events, the blends with the blogging, the live streaming and live casting. Do you think that all the coverage and all the sort of accessibility to a lot of the content, does that sort of build more enthusiasm and sort of drive up attendance in some way? Or does it
absolutely.
What do you think?
I'd say 100% with that, Steve. I think it's the build-up of excitement around events. We've already got things going on with people talking about True Australia, where the venue's going to be, True India. I've started getting people tweeting me about that and asking questions, you know, and you just build enthusiasm for the event. So I think as much as it makes what's going on accessible to other people, because they start to get the information, equally it brings you a lot more people to the events than I think we would have done. We couldn't have even dreamt about putting on the number of events we are this year without the particularly Twitter exposure.
I think, you know, that Jason, Go ahead, Jason.
Go ahead, David.
What were you going to say, David?
I think that you, Jason, nailed it on the head earlier when you said that if you could, you would hold a conference that would be entirely in the hallways. I think you guys said that in the, before we went live.
Yeah.
You know, just something where there's just so much value with these events when people are talking with each other, networking, going out. There's just so much exchange of information that's not happening in the formal presentations at these events.
And there's no way that you
can experience that via a video cast. It's just impossible. So my personal thing is that we broadcast it, you know, live to everybody for free. It gives them kind of a taste of what's there. It gives them some of the, you know, shows them some of the value proposition that we have there, and it gives them a reason to come. But there's no way that they can duplicate the experience of networking with their peers and you know, just that informal learning that goes on. And that is just a key part of the experience.
Go ahead, JD.
You know, my feeling, I sort of feel a little bit opposite of that. You know, at the first Recruit Fest we did, there was hardly any Twittering or tweeting or anything. Like, you know, people brought laptops, but they didn't really come out of the cases. And I was thinking very seriously at the last one to shut off internet access so nobody could tweet or broadcast. In my perfect world, that's how it would exist. I see the value of putting out the information for everybody who can't come to it, but my feeling is you should come to it. And a lot of times it's just easier, you know, it's easier to say no to things, and you know, you can translate that to, well, it's just easier not to get on a plane or get in your car and pay the money to go because I can watch it on YouTube or wherever. And, you know, it's easy to fall for the illusion that you're getting the full experience when really it doesn't compare. So I like the idea of using blogs and Twitter and all of the ways to network in advance of these events to in fact promote who's coming, why this is going to be good, why this event is very different, you know, talk about those sorts of things. But then essentially, you know, the day of or the 2 days of, I mean, it's the people who are there benefit, and the people who aren't can read about it.
I agree with that, Jason. I think the other point I'd make is one of the things we found with True London when we're going back through the back channels is, and I think Recruit Fest was the same, actually during an unconference, there's very little tweeting goes on because people are in the conversation and they're busy doing other things, whereas I think you tend to get a lot more tweeting going out of the key sound bites out of more of a traditional conference format.
I was going to say, well, at the first Recruit Fest we did, it was, you know, we called it an unconference, but really they were still sessions. Whereas the next one we did, I wanted it to even be even more to an unconference. So the conversation started and they didn't really ever end except for lunchtime and maybe once or twice others. So really, there's not a lot of time. If you're interested in what's going on, I think you might kind of look a little funny if you're stuck on your computer or BlackBerry the whole time. And for the next Recruit Fest, it's probably, you know, on one side, the scale is going to be much larger and much more exciting and much more interesting and innovative. And, you know, we've got a lot of cool ideas about how we're going to do it. But then on the other side of it, I bet it's going to be even more away from the way we've done it in the past, like even more un, maybe with another un in it.
Does that make it a conference?
Yeah, that's really interesting.
Well,
you know
what
I'm kind of saying, you're going to get bigger, but yet you're going to get more unconference, which is sort of like, that's almost like a paradox. To me, getting bigger means you have to get more traditional.
Well, exactly, and I was talking to Maren Hogan, who I work with every day, and I was saying to her, you know what this whole thing reminds me of? It reminds me of the Dr. Seuss book, The Sneetches. Have you read that book, The Sneetches?
No.
You've been reading Trish's blog.
It's about these creatures. I'll tell you, it's about these creatures who live on a beach, and they're called Sneetches, right? And half of them have stars on their belly, and half of them don't. And the ones who have stars on their bellies don't want to hang out with the ones who don't have stars, and the ones who don't have stars want to hang out with the ones who do. So then this con artist shows up with this star on-off machine, and and essentially sucks out all of the Sneetch's money, because the ones who don't have stars can go through the machine, and now they have stars. And then what happens is you just see like a figure eight of people running through, getting their stars on, and then getting them off. And then when the cash is gone, you know, the guy packs up his star on off machine and drives off, and nobody. So it's the same sort of thing, you know, as these unconferences become more and more traditional, which seems to be happening, you know, it's kind of interesting to see how further away you can take it.
Yeah, well, I think that's the tendency, right? Because if you think about it, if you have a show like even the HR Evolution and we want to do the next one and make it bigger and better, then you think, well, I've got to be able to fund all that, but at the same time keeping it affordable and accessible. And so how do you manage that conflict of trying to be a small sort of informal show, but yet get bigger and attract more people at the same time? It's tough.
Mm-hmm. And I think it could be done. I'm pretty confident it can be done. But it's fun to figure it out.
Yeah. Just a quick reset. We have about 14 minutes to go on the show. The call-in number is 646-378-1086. If you're hanging out on the line, and I'm shocked, Shauna, there's still, including our guests, there's 28 people on the line. If you want to actually jump in, go ahead and press 1 as you're hanging out on the line, and we'll get you on board. There's one person who wants to get on, so we'll go ahead and bring that person up. I can't even do the area code shout out because this is some sort
it's
of
Skype.
It's either Skype or a private line. So, hi, you're on the HR Happy Hour.
Would that be me, Steve?
I think it
is.
973 area code. You recognize the voice, Mike Raymer.
Hey,
hi.
I don't recognize it, but that's great.
My
How
first time on HR Happy Hour, and great to listen to everyone. Listening to all the stories, it's terrific, especially what JD just said. I know that book from Dr. Seuss and the Sneetches, Stars Upon Thars, right?
Exactly.
You have a star on your belly, Jason?
Some days I do.
Are we forming our own clique?
Some days I need to go through
the
machine.
It's incredible to listen to this
off.
Conversation and the really everything coming together globally. I have a couple of quick questions. One is, I think the HR calendar is just a terrific idea to help organize all these events and help us sort through these events, especially as a guy who attends quite a number of them, does some speaking and training myself. So the question I have is, from all these worlds colliding, from the third-party recruiting search, are those conferences going to be added to this calendar? For example, NAPS, ASA, Fordyce. I know if David's still with under ERE's umbrella is Fordyce now. So would that conference be included in this HR calendar? Was that in mind as well?
Well, I'll tell you what, Lance, if you want if you want to help manage recruitingconferences.com and handle that, that would be great.
Lance, you got that? Get on that.
Is it
a paid position?
right.
Like you don't have enough to do.
I'll
so is this,
the code
is this
to
calendar, can we? Can anyone add to the calendar? From
Lance, why don't you talk a little bit about how someone gets an event on the HR calendar?
Right.
Oh, good one.
Yeah, so there's a couple different ways, and one of them is just to submit it via our webpage. Under the hrcalendar.com/submit, you can just submit any event there. And that's a pretty easy way. What we've done for, like, high users, and we've done this for you guys at ERE, David, is we've actually set them up with their own events, and they can manage their events and do it that way. So for high output things, and this is something we can set up for Shrem or whatever if that's what they want to do. But you know, we're just trying to make it as easy as possible because you know, me and Lori are both kind of lazy, so we like to, you know, make things as easy as possible on ourselves and kind of make sure that everything is getting in there. But I mean, we can make it as big as possible. We can integrate it with I know you know, JD, you've got that recruiting conferences webpage as well that we could help manage through that as well. So I don't know, we could do whatever. I'm not going to commit to anything right now though.
Do you say laziness primarily? That's the message we're getting.
Well, I think there's something to be said for the calendar, and I hope everybody can hear me now. I think there's something to be said for the calendar being a community-building event. So we'll put stuff on there to help foster the HR community. But if you just want to spam the community with every webinar, every event out there, Lance and I reserve the right to use our editorial discretion.
You know what, Lori, can I ask you a question? Do you have code that you can give out to blogs or websites that they can actually put an embeddable calendar on their website?
Yes.
That's a good idea.
Lance knows more about that.
You guys haven't even thought of that yet?
Actually, under the hrcalendar.com/share, we've got two that are set up. If you want anything customized, that would work. But, I mean, you know, you can go there. It's ready to embed. I've tried it on my blog, both of them, and they work very well. So,
okay, perfect.
Very cool.
Good.
You know, I think that's really cool. Yeah, I think, hey, Lance, and the other idea, I don't know if you guys are thinking about this at all. The other thing you definitely notice with a lot of these shows and whether it's on blogs, Facebook, Twitter, whatnot, there's lots of, you know, will you be at XY show or who's going to this and who's going to that, right? All that conversation goes on, and as folks try to figure out where they're going to be, have you guys given any thoughts at all of creating any kind of functionality where folks could just sort of self-identify that, yeah, I'm going to be at a certain event, and so people would know that?
Yeah, we talked about that, and I'd love to have a very easy to implement software solution. So if anybody knows anything about that, either on the line or listening, I'd love to hear about that. We could easily implement that into a system or get it implemented in some way so that people can keep track of who's going where and that sort of thing. So that, I mean, that's something we talked about, but I don't have any idea.
Right.
I might have a solution for you on that, Lance, but we can talk after the show.
Yeah, we should talk, because when people sign up for our events, our website tweets out, if they give it permission, it tweets out or allows them to tweet out that they're going to be there, and it also captures who they are and their Twitter profile name on a public part of the site so people can see who else is going. I'm sure there's a very easy way to capture that kind of information. Yep.
Wow.
Well, I wanted to just quickly address Mike Raymer's, you know, wonderful question about how do we differentiate. And Mike, I think one of the most important things is that organizations and people who are having these conferences are actually contacting Lance and I. I mean, we went independently and added the ones we knew. But in the future, if you have an event that's out there, Lance and I aren't like spending hours on the internet scouring for events. If you have something you want to tell us about it, submit it, and we'll put it up if it's appropriate.
Okay. What's your email address?
We have a submit. Everybody knows how to get in touch with me. It's Lori@punkrockhr.com.
Oh, it's Lori who's speaking. Hi, Lori.
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. Like, everybody should just know who I am, right?
Didn't recognize your
voice. There's only like two girls on the call right now.
Gotcha. Soft-spoken,
yeah.
Lori.
Oh, that's okay.
No problem.
But listen, we're more than happy to submit whatever you know is appropriate and whatever is good. There's also a submit tab on the page. So hopefully that'll help everybody and get your events to us, and Lance and I will work on it.
Great. My second question that I had was regarding the speakers at these events. And each of the events probably have their own way to select speakers and call the speakers and pay the speakers. So I wanted to know if any of the conference organizers, JD, David, Bill, might be able to comment on how they go about looking for speakers, whether they're compensated, and how they go about doing that.
Well, I know Dave.
Go ahead, Jason.
I'm gonna introduce Dave to lead this off.
Yeah.
I was gonna say something.
Everyone's
talking
about it. Thanks, Jason.
Yep.
Just speaking for our events, you know, each one has its own flavor. You know, Mike, you've spoken at the Fordyce Forum before, so you know kind of what we look for there is people that have some insight into big billing and what it takes to actually produce and to run a desk in the real world for a third-party recruiter. You know, likewise for the ERE Expo, we kind of look for people who are in the field and actually practitioners in a more corporate environment, and are doing good things that we think people would learn from. And, you know, all of our other events are kind of that same mentality. We're looking for people in the field, people who have fresh insights, fresh ideas that are going to have a lot of value to add to the people who are at the event. And that's just the overall philosophy of the events in general. Does that answer the question?
It does, sure. Absolutely.
And, Mike, I'm going to introduce Bill Borman, who will answer that next.
Right. Yeah, so,
I can tell you that
my favorite buddy Bill.
Yeah,
Bill,
yeah,
it would be fun. It would be fun to do a seminar. You and I up there, going at it, right?
Yeah.
Mike, I've extended the invite to you. I mean, our track leaders tend to either come from people already within the community or network, who are saying things like Laurie and Steve and JD. We also, from all of the events, as soon as we've held an event like last year, I think 8 of the track leaders were attendees at the last event, and they made a big impression because they could have the conversation, and they're now involved in the tracks this year. But we're slightly different because we have 3 or 4 track leaders for each track.
How many track leaders are there all together this time, Bill?
Well, this time for this London event, there's 25 track leaders.
Wow.
25 track leaders and we're having 22 tracks. We want at least 3 or 4 track leaders in each conversation.
Yeah, how do you make that work with so many track leaders over 2 days?
I think the key is the track leaders are not presenters. So the hardest thing as a track leader is to know when to shut up and listen. So if you've got 3 or 4 people as long as you know your subject well, so you can input when you need it, you let the conversation take it where it goes, and the best tracks, the track leaders are going to speak for about 5 minutes and an hour,
right?
You know,
much more of a facilitator.
The other thing you can do is exactly as an unconference should be, if you've got 3 or 4 track leaders, one track leader can go away with 2 people and have a conversation for an hour. Because that's the whole unconference spirit for me, is that you can create every opportunity to have conversation.
So, Bill, how many concurrent tracks do you have in mind, and then about how many will be in each track? I'm just trying to get a sense of the numbers.
No,
we
run 6 tracks concurrently at any one time in an hour's period. Some of those tracks will merge because the subjects will overlap. We also have, we call them secret tracks, but we have tracks going on where people just turn up and say, I want to talk about this, and one of the track leaders will go over and facilitate that. So I think in the last London event, the most we had was 8 tracks going on at any one time.
Bill, I need to...
A track can have two people having a conversation.
Bill, I need to stop you there. I need to sort of stop everyone for 1 second. I need a couple of quick announcements. We've got just 2 minutes left in the show. So here's what's going to happen. If we cut over the hour mark, the live stream will cut off. All the folks that are still on the line, we can still wrap up the show, final thoughts, everything will make the archive. But before the live stream cuts off, Shauna, you sent me a message. There's something we need to do before the live stream cuts off, so I want you to sort of take the lead on that, and something you want to make sure we handle. So take it away.
We need to sing happy birthday to Lori, because tomorrow is her birthday.
Oh. Go ahead, let's do it real quick.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
We're going to bust out the hash, love.
We're doing it.
Yep, totally.
Are you on the hash, love, JD?
I'm all over it.
All right, go ahead, Shauna.
Okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Laurie.
Punk rock.
That is the saddest happy birthday song Laurie's ever heard.
Oh my God, that was horrible. That was
awesome. It was impromptu.
The show. Hey, listen, the live stream's about to cut off. Thanks for, if you're on the live stream listening, thank you. Check the archive in a few minutes when it's up. Folks who are hanging out on the line, just hang out for a few more minutes. We'll go ahead and wrap up the show. This hour went really fast. We had maybe we should have done a 90-minute show, but I know the football game's on now, so we can't really push our luck. Let's just go around real quick and just get final thoughts. Any last comments that the panel wanted to make? David Manister, any final closing thoughts you want to leave the show with?
Come to ERE Expo. Come on, Dave. I like the great time. Thank
Brilliant.
You very much for the invite.
Thanks, David. ERE.net, right?
Yeah.
Jason Davis, final thoughts.
Yeah, I'm just blown away at how everything seems to work out. You know, the entire community and blogosphere and Twitter sphere, you know, it's just amazing to watch it grow and to watch all the ideas come out of it. There's a lot of us who were watching this very closely when there were three blogs that dealt with this sort of thing, you know, with 30 people who actually cared about it. And it's really mind-blowing to watch it all, and it's very exciting. And there's a lot of passion out there, and it's great to see it spill over into the conferences, because I think that while there is demand for online, the bigger these things get, the more in demand the offline networking becomes, and it's great to see all these conferences and unconferences satisfy that. So it's great.
Yeah, absolutely great. Thanks so much, Jason, for coming on tonight.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for letting me in.
Billy Borman, final thoughts, and make it brief.
I've just got three things I want to say quickly. The first one is actually to JD, and that's just to say that without Recruit Fest, they wouldn't have been true. So I want to thank you for that, because that really inspired us to go away and do it. The other events to mention is April the 28th and 29th is True USA in Madison.
Ooh, yay.
And May the 20th and 21st is True Australia, which it looks like will also be announcing True New Zealand for the middle of the week. True Ireland on July 14th, 15th. True North UK, September 8th and 9th. True Vancouver, October 13th, 14th. And True India, 24th to the 26th. So we've got a busy True calendar. I think the important point to leave it with is the unconferences don't compete with the conferences. It's a different format. Some people will choose either, but it's not in competition. It's catering for everyone.
Right. Bill, thanks so much. You're doing amazing work, and try to get a little bit of sleep for all this world traveling you've got to have.
I've got another carnival to finish, so I just want to say thanks to everyone who's affected.
Yeah, what are you doing?
We're up to 85.
I know China had to drop off, so I want to say thanks to China Gorman for calling in and sharing a little bit about what's going on with SHRM. Lance, you're still with us?
Yep, I am.
Final thoughts from the Lance.
I'm just here to talk about the HR calendar, and so you know, get your events up there if you don't already. Hit me or Lori up, and we'll get it going for you.
Great. Lance, thanks so much. Lori, the soon-to-be birthday girl, any closing thoughts for us tonight?
I'm sorry my phone sucks tonight, and I don't want to talk about being old, but thank you so much for the birthday greeting.
How old are you, Lori?
Oh, be nice, guys.
You never ask a woman how old she is. Why don't you ask me how much I weigh, or I have to tell you like.
Oh, wow.
Get more controversial.
Right. Yeah, that's, you know, you really, and, I, you know, Lance, I didn't, I'll mention it since you didn't. There is another little on-conference event in the works, right, the Vegas Hoops event. The Las Vegas blogging and basketball event that's underway, the Lance, myself, Tim Sackett, Chris Dunn, and hopefully a few other guys will be involved in June or July, so we're looking forward to that as well.
Count me in for Vegas.
All right, we'll let you know. Shauna, final thoughts.
Okay, I got to jump off the phone. Listen, Steve, thanks so much.
All right, great.
And don't forget to go out and read the book, The Sneeches. It's all about what we've been talking about.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Shauna, any final words for the archives, for posterity?
Well, we are award-winning now.
That's right.
Because Animal gave us, the best online... HR show?
That's right, the best internet radio show, right? We did win the Emmy for that, so we're happy. Thanks to the Recruiting Animal for that.
Yeah, thank you, Animal.
Yeah, that was great. And
you feel special now.
Yeah, so safe travel. I know you're on the road, so get home safely. And that's it. Next week on the HR Happy Hour, hopefully people will listen to the – I didn't get to say this in the live stream. Next week we're going to try to do the best HR city show. So we are looking for representatives. From
represent
the 513,
people.
The 503, D.C., maybe Birmingham. What else did we think? Canada, Portland City for the purposes
Cincinnati.
Of the show. So anyway, that's it. So look for us next week at 8 o'clock next Thursday. We'll be back. And thanks, everyone, for a great show. Good night, everyone.
Night,
thanks,
everyone.
Steve. See you all in London.
Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.